A new Heidelberg nonprofit is in the works to promote the Haida language and culture, as well as educational opportunities in the Prince of Wales community. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has the story.
In recent years, Haidas have seen the number of fluent Haida speakers dwindle to an alarmingly low level. At the same time, community members are worried that children are becoming less connected to their native culture. In hopes of reversing that trend, Haida residents have formed a nonprofit. Lisa Lang is executive director of XKKF, or Hadas Kil Qiyaz.
The community sat down, the tribe sat down, and tried to look at ways to address the fact that our elders are dying, our language was passing on, and there was just this imminent concern.
She says the number one priority of the new nonprofit will be to preserve and expand use of the Haida language. To that end, the nonprofit has hired Ben Young, who was brought on as a Haida specialist.
What we're trying to do is trying to spark the interest. We'd like to bring up more leaders. We'd like for them to learn their native language. We'd like for them to speak it. We'd like for them to speak it on a daily basis. And we'd like them to influence others as well, almost have a ripple effect.
Young says the Haida language is in danger of being lost if new steps aren't taken to educate new speakers.
Right now, at this current state, we have just a few fluent-speaking elders. Actually, you could really, as far as Alaskan dialect goes, you could probably count them on one hand. We had just lost one prominent advocate, Irma Lawrence.
I got up Irma's memorial dinner, and I wanted them to know that the language will continue. There was a deep concern for the loss of the language, and so to the family, we expressed that our community will continue to promote that.
Language classes will also be part of the community's culture camp, which takes place each July. Lang says continuation of the culture camp will be another priority of the nonprofit.
We're trying to show what we're trying to save, what we're trying to preserve and promote. And there's so many classes. There's carving, there's jam making.
The culture camp also features a talking circle and canoeing, as well as sketching, weaving, and singing classes, among other things. In addition to promoting the Haida language and culture, Lang says XKKF is hoping to provide expanded educational opportunities for Haida youth through a new higher education scholarship program.
Basically, it's to supplement their higher education because there's never enough money for we found that out. And we found that these part-time scholarships, the one-time scholarships, just aren't doing it. So we tried to vision what would look as successful, and it is. When it's funded, it would be a larger grant that would include funding the schooling.
Lang says scholarship recipients would be asked to return to Heidelberg and participate in culture camp. The Heidelberg Cooperative Association is supporting the formation of the nonprofit, which will ultimately be an independent entity. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.